I was coming to talk on, I got my message ready. I have my notes in all my devices. I was perfecting it. So she would say, sleep. I say, yeah, just let me get a look more comfortable. So I would lie down and I'll be reading through and I'll be meditating until I doze off. Then I'll drop the device by the bedside. It was the same thing yesterday I was trying to do. So I went in around past one and I was lying on the bed and I was going through the notes. Then the first note of what I should share today came. I said, oh, this is interesting. So I said, are you sleeping? She said, oh, no, I'm still awake. I said, God just gave me a lie. I said, please, can I just stay awake for a while so I don't lose it? So I picked my pen and I wrote down three lines so that I will remember. You see, man forgets. Man forgets. Honest, you are much, 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 much more than where you are. I am too. If only I can optimally use and take advantage of who he has made me and all he has given me. Let you see, man forgets. So we leave it in the sovereignty of God. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. So I was looking at this concept. I get there from time to time, but see, you do something because you are led. Sometimes you don't. But when God wants to show you the reason you do it, then you're like, wow, I thank God. I'll read some scriptures and I would like to ask questions. Listen to this. The king. In the Psalms, when you say the king, who do we refer to there? Thank you, David. Was David? David referring to himself or referring to King Jesus prophetically? Hallelujah. So we hear something like, the king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. What does that mean to you? So it's like saying, the senior pastor of Fountain of Life Church shall have joy in your strength, O Lord. Hey, that's exactly. Hello. Now you understand. That's Psalm 21. The king shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice? Can you imagine David talking about himself? Hello. Okay. Talking about himself to who? Talk to me. Talk to God. It's a dialogue. Chapter 22, Psalm 22. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Again, it's the Psalm of David. Who was he talking to? Come on, talk to me, talk to me. Was this a dialogue? Yes. Then look at verse 2. Oh my God. I cry in the daytime. Then he continued. Leave that. But before you think that he was just despairing, look at verse 3. But you are holy. Yes, I may be looking for you and I've not been able to find you like I want to find you. But that does not negate the fact that you are holy. Enthroned in what? Talk to me. Hallelujah. So put yourself in the place of David. Now he's been crying to God. He says, my God, it seems like you have forsaken me. My God, I've been crying all night. But then you are holy. Okay. You enthrone the praises of Israel. So what was David saying in effect? I want to sing now. But see, the interesting thing is that he addressed him as my God. Glory be to God in the highest. Psalm 23. The Lord is. Come on, everybody help me. All right. What does that tell you again? I want you to follow. Because I may stop midway and I'll give the mic to somebody. I say, come and conclude the sermon. And they will conclude the same sermon. And they will drive it home. Because they will have understood where the Spirit is going. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down. Praise the Lord. Chapter 25. Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh, my God. My God. I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Hallelujah. Did you hear him? Say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I trust. Let me not be, let not my enemies triumph over me. See Psalm of David, look at 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also, the next line, I have also what? Trusted in the Lord. I shall not. Psalm 27. These are all Psalms of David. Many other wonderful Psalms there, but let me just concentrate on this one. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I? Can you hear David? I can go on and on and on and on. There's so much for David. Now you can now appreciate the reason David was David. The reason David became a model for most living, in fact, for all living. Flip with me quickly to Hebrews 12. Call it bullet points, but it'll be enough to change the situation in your life in the name of Jesus. There'll be enough to change, in fact, like I heard it, we were sharing yesterday, I said, it's like we have changed gear. You know, if you're driving the shift gear car, the power gear is the gear one, because that's what takes the car from inertia, with all this weight resting. Then by the time some speeds are attained, then you get to a level where that gear is not for that kind of speed. You go to two, then whoo. Then it gets to where that speed is getting too high for, this is still some kind of power gear. Then you go to three, the car is lighter. Ooh, then by the time you are getting to four cruising speed, the car is light. Ooh, that's why be careful at that time, because the car is light. Don't rush into any, and you can fly. You don't want to collide with anything like that. If you collide with something in gear one, you come out and just clean the car. Oh yes. Collide in gear four, ha. I perceive in the name of Jesus that in the body of Christ, we are changing to gear four. Cruising speed. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. And I know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. By the grace of God, I do. You see why David reigned in life and in heaven. My God, my Lord, you are my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? It's the strength of my life. Glory be to God in the highest. But look at Hebrews chapter 12. You see the same thing about Paul. Having cataloged all these heroes of the Old Testament. Verse 1 of chapter 12 says, therefore, we also, say we also, because David is one of the heroes. We also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, what do you mean by that? Their achievement, their fears, their failures. Their achievement, how did they? Their trust in God, the way they held on to God, and they went through, oh, and finally, conclusively, winners. We also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. In other words, you also will finish well. You also will finish as a hero. Yes. But Paul is saying, the little foxes, deal with them. They didn't stop there. He now says, this is where I'm going. By the way, he says, run with endurance. Run with patience. There will be struggles. He said, where? Desires are the reason. The fleshly desires and the spirit's desires. That's just the battle. That's all the battle. But be reminded, as you take the cup, be reminded. And you'll be surprised that the flesh will not have power over you. Verse 2. Remember, I just said that, and we also, let us run with endurance. It says, looking. Everybody say, looking. Looking. Come on, help me. Looking. Say it again, looking. Uh-huh. Unto who? Jesus. I can hear you. Jesus. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. I can hear you. The what? And of your faith. So I live looking first. I come to Jesus, the author, and Jesus, the finisher. I now understand what Paul, what David understood. As a matter of fact, you know, I skipped a chapter as I was going. That chapter says the whole earth full of your glory. The whole earth, they have no choice. Say the earth is the Lord and the fullness. The world and all. I want you to understand the theology of David. God is all in all. He started me out. Then who do I turn to in the time of trouble? He who started me out will conclude me. That's why he's Alpha and Omega. That's his name. He's the beginning and the ending. Paul says you want to make it the way God wants you to make it. Looking unto who? Jesus. Come on. The what? Come on. And? I can hear you. The what? And? No matter how modern the times may be, times are contained in him. The world gets so modern, they want to eliminate Jesus. How can you eliminate the source? Confused. No wonder they are fighting for gay. Governments are leaving their throne to go and fight for gay rights everywhere. Can you see confusion? Misplaced priority. He says, when they should acknowledge him and give thanks to God, and they refuse to, see, he will give them up to what? Their reprobate mind. And even went as far as saying, you will see men forsaking the use of the woman's body for pleasure. He's so much so drowned by pleasure, he must look for pleasure at any cost. Man will, we see women say, I've done this one, I want something more. He will look for men. Women will look for women. And even that is not enough. They are looking for pleasure. They are looking for the base of the man and the woman. They are still trying to cut her open and cut him open and suck blood. This pleasure can be satisfied. When people give themselves up to pleasure, it's disastrous. The only antidote is Jesus and his blood. Now, we are not criticizing gay, but we are judging that sin of sodomy. God hates it. So if any of your children are going that direction, tell them it is hellfire. Don't encourage them at all. In clear terms, tell them, no way. They said they are born like that. For where? It's a lie. From the piece of hell, it's demonic. It's demon seizing people. And the world is celebrating demons. So he says, Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. If you read the commentaries of Jack Hayford and a lot of other commentaries, he said, Jesus, the creator, the sustainer, the perfecter. The creator, the sustainer, the finisher. The creator, the sustainer, the completer. You see? And if you understand, in the writings of Paul, everything he says about your life and the blessings of God through the covenant is always in Christ. In Christ. In Christ. And that's why we will be charged that, look, Jesus himself said, he said, as often remember. So I tried to look at the pattern, and the scripture came back to mind, and it says, by faith the elders obtained. But see, Jesus is the author and the finisher of faith. But by faith they obtained. But Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. My faith is strong. Ah, hallelujah. But Jesus is the author. And Jesus is the completer of my faith. And it's by faith that I will obtain and satisfy the yearning of God as far as my earthly assignment is concerned. To do it to a place of excellence in the presence of God, it is by faith. That's why it says it is impossible to please him. So I can't please him in anything I do except by faith. But Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. Glory be to God in the highest. And that's why Paul will remind us some of the sayings of the old prophets.
The just shall live by.
Glory be to God in the highest.
There will be situations and there will be things that will look to, that will make you feel like no way, no hope. How can we live? How can we continue?
There will be so many.
But Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. He made the system and he made me. And he assigned me appropriately. So how will I succeed in this realm?
You say, what do you mean? Thank you. I looked at Paul throughout everything. Here, Paul, in Acts 17, 28, it is in Christ Jesus. It is in him. We do what? Come on, talk to me. We live, we move, and we have, hear him writing to the Colossians, the fullness of the Godhead. So let your imagination be confused right now, because you cannot you can't capture the whole essence of the Godhead. But the fullness, without anything left out, bodily, that is physically, dwells in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and in him, why wouldn't they win? So you see my prayer point. I said, God, help me. Give me grace. Not only to realize what he realized, but to begin to move in the direction they moved. Help me. I need more of you. I need more grace. Because I found me, all said and done in the night, I'm not better than any human being living. And neither are you too. It's the grace of God that makes the difference in us. Oh yeah. It's the grace of God. But the thing is, don't take that grace for granted. Don't abuse it and do what you want as a grace. Then you are taking God for a fool. Grace will work where you struggle, but not when you plan to be against God, because you can take it for granted. Here, Paul, he said, I am what I am by the grace of God. But his grace towards me is not in vain, but I labor. We are talking grace now. So I don't do anything and just say grace. Within my ability and his God's given ability, I do everything to satisfy him. Though I'm struggling with my flesh, but he sees me. That's what it means. So I don't take it for granted. Because that's one area that the church is running into trouble today. We take grace to be a license to be worse than unbelievers. What unbelievers will not even dare. Because the conscience is still there. They say we are too familiar with God, so we do it. So none of us is perfect. We are who we are by the grace of God. Come on, church, are you here? But don't take the grace of God for granted. I beg you in the name of Jesus. I beg you in the name of Jesus. I beg you. It's dangerous. I now understand why Paul will always say what he said and do things the way he did it. No wonder he has such a tremendous amount of testimonies. The same Paul, he had this revelation. Jesus, as far as Paul was concerned, like David, Jesus is my all, is my reason. That's why he will say, all I've ever attained in life, I count them as dung, shit, rubbish. Why? For the excellency of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. I don't consider myself to have attained, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things behind. And he wasn't talking of where he failed, was talking of where he achieved. I forget, I don't boast myself in what I think I've achieved in Christ. I press for more. No room for complacency. Because it is in him I live, I move, and I have my being. Conclusion. So I look at the life of Jesus himself. He said, what do you mean? Just limit yourself to the book of John. You will see all you need to see. I do nothing except that I see my Father. I say nothing except that I hear my Father. Why are you marveling at the miracles? Once I see him do it, I do it. My confidence is in my Father who never leaves me alone. Don't you know that my Father and I, we are one? So you can see the secret of David. My God, my God, my God, my life, my salvation, the strength of my life, my refuge, my Father, my God, my shepherd. Then David fell terribly. But this was the secret that sustained him thereafter. John 5, 17, just read John 5, John 6, John 8, you find all these things there. At the tomb of Lazarus, roll out the stone. Then the Bible said, he lifted up his eyes or his face to heaven. I said, Father, I thank you. Oh, that they may know that you sent me. I know you always hear me, but for the sake of this ones, that they may know that you sent me. Lazarus! Get them to sit down in groups. Go give them. What? Give me what you have. And they gave him on one hand. Father, I thank. He would demonstrate publicly that my trust is in the Father. As you go in peace in the name of Jesus. Come back celebrating your victories in Jesus' name. Everywhere you go, you will shine as light, because you are the light of the world. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. Whatever inadequacies or challenges you brought in here today, we command the reversal in the name of Jesus. Let me say it again. Whatever torture, inadequacies, challenges, fear, issues you brought in here today, we reverse them in the name of Jesus. We decree your victory in Jesus' name.